You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with guess who?
You guessed it. Hi, it's Sharon Martin, Doc Martin. Hi, Pat.
All right. It's great. You know, look, one of the things I love, and you're going to hear a lot more about this, is I get to do some incredible things with people. And what that means is that I spend time, they invite me into their world, into their dreams. And then all of a sudden, it's like magic happens. And that's exactly what I'm talking about today. And that's what we're talking about today. Because one of the things that you discover along the way is that passion and purpose is the complete energy of the transformational, let's call it matter, that is upon us. It's upon us now, and it's moving us into 2020 in a way where people are questioning, am I doing enough? Is what I'm doing in the world powerful enough? Am I able to help people the way I'm called to help people? And that's part of what today's show is about, because Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin, it, of course, it's about bridging the mystical and scientific, but it's also about the passion and purpose that Doc Martin has to connect with all of you in a way that enables the energy to get expanded and you step into the world and the energy force of healing. And we're going to tell you about that because Doc Martin is also creating another show, especially for all of you to do that. But it requires all of us to do something that she's going to talk about right now. And that means to take a closer look beneath our vision, to look at the vibration and the energy, and to be able to pinpoint whether or not we are aligned or we're having a disruption. But today, step into the world of authentic energy with Doc Martin. It's great to have you here. Doc, because this really is in preparation for an enormous energy which is upon us, isn't it?
It really is, because you were talking about passion and purpose and underpinning that what we all talk about, we give words to, is empowerment. But how do we actually tap in with that power, gaining access to more power? And what we really want to do is shift our own mini worlds, but we want to shift the big one. We want to shift things for the better. We all care about that. And so that's what we're going to sort of take a piece of and try to chip away at that.
Yeah. Let's talk about this for a minute. You know, we've heard conversations about the energy field, you know, and today we're talking about more about energy and energy medicine. And the question really is, are we all connected? You know, I think you asked the question, can a butterfly really flap its wings and alter the path of a tornado? And I think that we are, and I this is now me speaking, I think every day we run the risk of being further and further apart from the realization that we're all connected. And yet, we live in a day and age where we really are digitally connected, aren't we?
We really are. And now if we can link up our consciousness with the digital world or do it in the same way, we're so connected by a click of a button or Snapchat or Instagram. Use our consciousness, because the indigenous healers, the medicine men and women of the ancients, they knew that this was true. And that's how they affected the destiny of the world. I'd like us to get back to that place.
You know, yeah, I would too, because I don't think we're going to be able to move forward in the way we want to if we don't get back to that. Because if we can realize and master the idea of energy, and what I mean by master it, I don't mean control it, master the understanding of it, then there is a way to use it to heal. There is a way to use it to shift force fields of emotion. There is that. And I know that's something that you're very, very passionate about, but this is also in the body of work that you do, is being able to read the energy, understand it, and really to get a sense at what the field is saying.
That is true. That's what, and if you use energy medicine as a healing approach, you do tap in and you do get a sense of, I'll call them the currents that are running through. Others might say the vibration, but those are the same awarenesses that we can apply to things beyond healing a client or each other. And when we recognize, and so many great teachers have talked about it, Greg Braden and Lynn McTaggart has documented it so well, the field, there literally is an energy quantum level field at which vibrations of each particle affect particles millions of miles away. I mean, it has science behind it. I'm not as adept as Lynn McTaggart in telling you all the science behind it, but I have felt it and I have experienced it and I believe it to be true.
But even in looking at that, and, you know, you and I both have read, you know, Lynn's books and, you know, certainly, you know, as somebody that has been able to take the precision of the universe, so to speak, and really invite us all to participate in a global conversation about the power that we have to create shifts. And I think that is so important. I mean, I continually talk about when Dr. Oz stepped on the stage and made the bold statement, energy medicine is the next Flint frontier. For many people who are in the middle of energy medicine every day of their lives, they're working it now. But that mainstream acknowledgement really has shifted the landscape, I think, for energy medicine. What do you think?
Well, yes, because he took something that most of us, especially if we are trained in the traditional Western style of medicine and science, he took it and said, this thing that we think is woo-woo and out there, it isn't out there. It's real. And now we're seeing more and more I have to back up and say, it took a lot of courage for me to even start talking about soul purpose, vibration, seeing somebody's energy field, and talking about that in my daily medical practice, because it has such a connotation of being so out there. And if you talk about it, are you going to be ostracized? Are people going to think you're totally wacky? But, you know, to the one, every person that I talk to about it, they feel it, they get it, they know it at some instinctual level. And so I don't believe it is that woo-woo and that out there. I believe that it is a coming home to stuff that we have done as a human species for thousands of years and probably lost it in the last 200.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let me ask you this, because you are getting ready to literally bring this bridge that you talk about, bridging the gap to the airwaves in a new way. And what we're discovering is that healing can operate at many, many levels. Once upon a time, you know, we thought about the power of shifting energy in what we call prayer. And it didn't matter if you were in Italy and I was in the United States. And I think in today's world, we're looking at healing at a dimensional level that it's hard to describe. Is that your experience in the work that you do?
You can't always give it words, because science hasn't flooded us with details of the proof. But when you do talk about it, again, at the feeling level, the experiential level, people have a knowing, and they have a knowing that it's right. And when you are proven, when it's proven to you and it's proven through experience, there's no going back. You can't write it off as something weird, because time and time again, you watch the outcome. And you're right, it can be somebody who's doesn't even know that you are doing something, and they can be affected. I do want to digress a minute and say that's one of the things that I'm a very strong proponent of, the ethics of energy medicine, because I believe there are negative thought patterns that can happen. And you can turn your thoughts on something, even if they don't know it, and affect somebody. And that's, you know, I'll use the old term black magic.
Yeah.
I'm not a proponent of that. I think it is unethical. You need permission before you mess it with anybody's field. That to me is a deep spiritual law, that each of us have our own soul journey. So don't go sticking your nose in, even if you think you know better.
Right.
Even if you think the world will be better without a certain president, you don't stick your nose in to cause harm or a shift where you're not invited.
Exactly.
Anyways, that was a digression, but important.
It's very important. And it's important also, too, in the way we interpret our lives and being able to discern what's my energy field that's contributing to this versus somebody else's. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that, because we are talking about exactly how to use these beautiful energy techniques as a healer. What does it mean? What does it take to do that? And is it always spiritual? Do you always have to believe that there's something out there, or does it work anyway? When we come back, we're going to talk about intention and what this means for the future of remote healing. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is, as always, we are talking about energy, but it's actually more than just talking about energy. It has to do with, you know, incorporating energy medicine in your life and understanding energy perhaps in a way that you've not been able to do it before. You know, this is just one show of several. Many, I should say, that Doc Martin is going to do. As a healer herself, you're going to have an opportunity to call into the show. So I just want to say for today, you also have that opportunity. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And what I want to say about this is you don't always think about, do I have something to be healed? What you might be thinking about, where am I in my life? Where is the stuckness that's happening? You know, what is literally preventing me? And, you know, if in fact there are parts of your body that are not operating in the way you'd like them to operate, this is your show to do that. So you're going to hear lots more from Doc Martin. I want to make sure to, let's make sure everybody can go to your website and tell us about the meditation you have for folks.
Sure. So my website is www.SharonMartinMD.com. And there are meditations there, free meditations when you get on the website that you can download and use. And those are from topics we have done in the show and accessing the field and journeys and things that shamanically I think can take you to a better place. Anyway, I hope, and they're my gift to you, and I'm thrilled if you find them useful.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that. Part of this, too, is I know for me, I've had to really look at what are the tools available to me? You know, what are the tools that are going to help me live the life that I want to live? And before the break, we mentioned intention. And I think it's a conversation about a topic that I do believe is very misunderstood. I wouldn't say it's the top of my list, but it's right up there for understanding what this is, what it takes to be an energy healer. But what is the role of intention, if there is one?
So one of the things we were talking about, the process of how one can understand and apply energy medicine to yourselves and your daily lives. And in one of our past shows, we touched upon one of the first steps is to be really aware and to expand your perception and to recognize again that we're not separate and that there is so much out there that we are connected to and forces that we can call on. Intention is the next step. Intention is being completely clear on what the outcome is that you want. And it has to link up. You can say, I really, really, really want to win the lottery, which is wonderful. And I hope if you say that, you do win the lottery. But you have to be synchronous between your soul force and your human mind and thought. And that usually takes practice being in a quiet space so you can learn how to drop away your human thoughts, really sit down into the deepest part of you and call forth a statement. It's usually a statement. And the statement can't always, should I say, it should be in alignment with the way spirit would normally flow. You're not going to get a good outcome intending something that doesn't flow with the full force of spirit coming through you. And so intention is clear, it's focused, it's not distracted. So you want a clean statement. Usually it helps to make a statement. You don't want it to be so limited in the statement, like I want a new car, a new blue four-door metal chrome car, because that may not be how your destiny and spirit's going to flow. So you want a car that serves you well, that you can afford, that makes you happy. So that leaves it open, because as Alberto used to teach, he said, you say the general wish and you let spirit fill in the details. I'll tell a story. I'll give you an example. Ever since I was a teenager, I dreamt of having a house where you would drive down a long lane and there were dogwoods on each side of the lane. And I could see this clearly. It was several dogwoods, and in the spring, their white flowers would come over. Well, when I moved into the house I'm currently in now, there's a long driveway. And the first spring I was here, lo and behold, on each side of the driveway were two wild dogwoods. Now, they weren't the only trees down the lane, but there were dogwoods there. So that wasn't exactly how I saw it, but it gave me that beautiful feeling, is what I wished for. My favorite tree, the dogwood, a lane going down to my house, that all felt very good. Spirit put it in slightly different form. So intention should go with the way that spirit might unfold something. Make it broad enough not to fill in so many human mind details. Clear statement, integrity. Integrity with the outcome, because truthfully, yes, you could be a sorcerer of black magic and do curses and things like that, but that's not what we're about. And I believe that you have to have experience in dropping into the quiet place to really hear your soul talking, your heart's deepest desire. And that intention is, I see it as a laser beam. I see it as an arrow. It is a specific thought form that pierces out there and sends your destiny line after it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what also makes sense is, you know, as you're talking about this, I was just recalling back to, you know, a house that that I built back in New Jersey. And for some strange reason, I had this image about it beforehand. And it's funny you mentioned the dogwoods, because I was so bent to have this row of dogwoods. And look, I have no reason to even begin to predict why that is, right? You know, there was just something that showed up in it. But you know what's so important? I want to ask you this. A lot of times we don't have the emotional alignment. Does that make sense? The emotional alignment. So let me just ask you what I mean. Let me go to your lottery ticket. Nine times out of 10, and I can't remember who did the study, but there was a group of people that did the study. And when they asked the people that buy lottery tickets, not the people that win, but they asked the people that buy them and the people that win, they did this kind of study. And what they found was the people that they asked that did not win, and they asked the same question. And they did an assessment of whether these folks really, really, Doc Martin, believed they could win. And somehow they were able to drill down and to really pull out that even though they've every week, the lottery ticket, the same day, the same numbers, when they probed, they didn't really think they stood a chance of winning.
Well, you know, I think that's exactly true, because it's also the arena, I think, that Esther Hicks and Abraham talk about.
Yeah.
You've got to the flow of your intention has to feel solid all the way through. If it's got the undercurrent of, well, no, I really want this, or, oh no, that'll never happen, that's a jumbled energetic. If you can imagine, let's just assume a smoke trail. That's a jumbled, swirling smoke trail of your intention flowing out. That's not a clean, unidirectional, all this little smoke particles flowing the same way. That's jumbled. Well, I kind of see it like you've got to talk sense to spirit, because unless you're clear, I'll say God, I believe in God. I don't know what he or she looks like, but God's gonna be confused. So I think Esther Hicks does that really well. It's helped you get the right vibration. But if inside you're all jumbled in what you really mean, or your heart isn't exactly feeling what you're saying, you have to be synchronized. You have to be internally in alignment.
Yep.
And be totally clear. And when you're clear, if you're saying, I got to win the lottery because I'm so poor, I can't stand it, I need more money, well, you're all a jumble and a mess of worries about your finances. You're not truly intending to win the lottery ticket and be expansive and powerful. It's subtle, but it's real.
It's real. And, you know, it really ripples down. Let's talk about this when we come back. It's a ripple down effect of this, too. You know, I mean, think about it. I mean, you've worked with shamans, you've worked with healers, I've worked with people. Benny and I have even had in the studio, somehow we had somebody in the studio that literally transports objects. They literally come out through his mouth. I mean, we had this guy in the studio doing a show.
Holy
and both
moly.
Benny and I, you have no idea. Benny and I were like, what is happening to him?
Yeah, it straight up freaked me out.
Oh my gosh. But I'll tell you one thing. If you talk to him, he is very clear. And very clear that he has that ability. And I really think that this is a message, Dr. Martin, that you are really talking about today that transcends the radio. But here's what I know about it. It's being talked about a lot. I was even listening to one of these podcasts that I listened to, and it's a TV preacher guy, right, that I listened to. And he's talking about you got to want it. You have to want it. And what that message means is you have to want it, is it cannot be tainted by fear, by doubt, by emotional discord. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how you help people with that. Because my own healing journey, Doc, really, what I discovered, and I think this is why it took so dang long, it took a long time. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like, I was like, hey, are we, let's go. I mean, it did. It took 10 years. Part of it had to do with this very point. And I know this is a body of work you do, that underneath it all is there something in us, one, doesn't really want it. And I'm talking about healing today, but it could be anything. Two, doesn't believe that you can be transformed.
Yeah.
And three, just being well, scared of the Jesus out of you. Being well. That scare you more than being sick? Oh, boy. Let's take a short break. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power.
Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Hey, everyone, you're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Dr. Sharon Martin and me, Dr. Pat. Today, what we're talking about, energy medicine. Are we really all connected? You know, can we really make that and create that butterfly effect? For more information about Dr. Martin, you can certainly go to her website, which is SharonMartinMD.com, MD for doc. SharonMartinMD.com. And when you get there, free meditation for your own energy healing. But today's show is really to set the stage for not only the future of healing, but this is something that Dr. Martin does. You know, she does it in her practice. She also is someone that can work with you wherever you are. But there are many, many layers to energy and energy healing. You know, sometimes, Doc, we think it's just one layer, but it isn't. And you were going to share a story with us, right? Because we were talking about apportation during the break.
I know. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. So one of the things we said before the break was to really be synchronized with your deepest heart's wish, your soul's purpose, and the human thought and wish you put out. And when that's really synchronized, that intention can soar. And one of the things you mentioned, Pat, was what really trips us up is our lack of confidence or we don't believe. And I said to Pat in the break, remind me to tell the story of Frank Fool's Crow. Well, this is my... he's not alive now, or I would be driving out to Pine Ridge, Lakota Sioux Reservation to meet him. But this was a Lakota Sioux elder. There are several books written about him of interest, written by a Lutheran minister that Frank Fool's Crow knew would tell the story in a truthful, ethical way. And he allowed this white man to interview him and finally to join the inner circle and see some of the miraculous healings that Frank Fool's Crow did. And one of the things that Frank did, and Thomas, I believe his name was, oh, I forget, his last name starts with an M. the minister said, why do you bring the person to your teepee for 4 days? Why does it take 4 days? And Frank said to him, he said, what I do, the gift from God, doesn't take 4 days. It takes minutes, but the people have to take the 4 days to shift to the place. And I'll just paraphrase from what we're talking about. They have to shift into belief. So yeah. It takes them the 4 days to shed their human doubt, wow, to shed all their worries, to shed all that, and finally surrender to the possibility of everything being perfect. And so the other thing that Pat and I were talking about on break is how miraculously some of these spiritual mystics, how they can actually manifest things. And some of the yogis who have transported themselves and shown up in a different room, or Carlos Castaneda was taught by Don Juan to use his body double. Well, there are actually healers who can, and I believe John of God is one that we've heard about. But Frank Fool's Crow would be able to materialize a stone out of his mouth as if it came up from his stomach. Well, he didn't sit around swallowing stones just to have one to regurgitate. But then he'd put it down into the chest of the person that he was treating. And in this case, Thomas, I forget his last name, told the story of putting it down on the chest of somebody with pneumonia, and the stone would disappear into the person's body. And then Frank would pull it out somewhere else.
Wow.
So I think that we are able to do so much more with the particles, and we're talking quantum particles that all have vibrations that are in the quote field, to take what looks like the empty expanse of the unseen and call it forth into form. I don't know whether that's just our perception is now seeing it as we, in other words, we've shifted our reality, or has it actually created matter? I can't tell you which part is true, and maybe they both are, but it doesn't matter. Experientially, we can see these things happen. And I believe that with enough of dropping some of our human thought limits, modern day healers, doctors, chiropractors, naturopaths, massage therapists, Reiki, we can achieve those things. And I think that's the old ways are going to come back into modern practice.
Yeah. And you know what's so fascinating about what you're talking about is, you know, I love when we look back in ancient times. And here we are in today's world, and we try to explain things with the sciences, right? And it depends on what you watch or what channel it is, that some channels will say it cannot be explained in the sciences and what you know of today. It cannot be explained. You know, people cannot explain how those temples in Egypt got built.
Right.
You know, they can't explain crop circles. There's so many
Stonehenge.
Things. Stonehenge.
Oh yeah. They had all these people and they rolled the rocks.
Oh my gosh.
600 miles on logs. And I'm like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
That would have been written down somewhere if that was how it was done.
I think the most bizarre one that I heard was that the land was water drenched or something. And somehow they got there. But this is the thing. I think now, more than in a really long time, because I think if you go back thousands of years, we believed in things we could not see more. I really do believe that. It's written in all of our scriptures. And I'm not just talking Christianity. I'm talking about ancient scrolls from multiple principles around the world. Right. You know, we talk about the Mayans as if they were here, now they're gone, and some magical, magical thing and mystery. But there are so many things, points of wisdom, that we still have within us. See, we didn't lose all of that. So it's hard to imagine that if you believe some part of an ancient philosophy, why wouldn't you believe it all? You know, it's interesting. I've been reflecting a lot, Doc, on my upbringing recently. You know, I've been asked to sit down and try to write a book. And of course, I don't write a book. I talk a book and I'll probably get it transcribed. But I'm really struck by how many moments of messaging from my stepmom became prevalent in my childhood. Things that I now know are from scripture, different scriptures, but I didn't know as a kid, because we never sat there on a table and my mom says, let's read the Bible. Mm-hmm. But she would say things like, girls, greater things than this you'll do. And we were making cornbread. So, mm-hmm. right? But we heard these things. What is in the way? And let's talk about this when we come back from break. If everything is energy, and I mean everything is energy, we have an energy body. If everything is energy, what does it mean to fully embrace that? Do we even fully understand the potentiality and power of a fear-based thought, of a thought of lack, of a thought of minimalistic perspectives and not possibilities? Do we know what the impact of those 10,000 thoughts we have a day? I think it's up higher than 10,000 now. I don't know who studies this stuff, but they get money to study it, Doc. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about the journey of self-healing. And what we're going to do is leave you with an invitation to step into it and try it yourself. Dr. Sharon Martin, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a shorty. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The vibration of change. that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Doc Martin is in the house. And as I said before, you can find out more about her. Please go check it out. Go to her website, which is SharonMartinMD.com. And there's a way for you to work with her directly. You're going to be hearing a lot more from Doc Martin. You know, I know we've got a few minutes left here, but I think it's important to talk about what we are calling perhaps the evolution of things. But it is the question mark, if you want to have one, is everything energy? And if it is, then how can we use that to invoke healing?
Well, you know, so many times we are reminded that our consciousness is not separate from the currents and flows of the forces of the earth and the planets and other animals, trees, flowers. And I think what's happened, and you and I have talked about this often, is maybe because we're so inundated with high-tech stuff that we've lost our quiet time. I believe we've had a nature deficit disorder. But what we've really happened upon that I think is holding us all back is we've gotten all kinds of doubt and lack of self-confidence. When you take the time to be in the quiet zone, expand your perception, and feel the forces of the unseen world, you lose your sense of separation. And when you do that, I believe you regain power, internal power, and the belief that you really are part of this vast array and dynamic of amazing things, and you don't feel separate. And then you gain a little, you gain a lot of oomph because you feel purposeful and part of the destiny of everything around you. And I think that's such an important thing, is that we've really got to shake off our collective doubt. What do you think, Pat?
I think that doubt is one of the most insidious, toxic showstoppers in our consciousness right now. I think it affects everything from, you know, helping a child to walk, to laying out our future, to believing whether or not you're going to be able to live a vital life. I think it is insidious in that it's not as obvious as fear, right? So people have me talk about fear. I say, I really don't want to talk about fear. I'd rather talk about doubt, you know? And, you know, fear, we have a really very keen sense of it, right, Doc? You know, when you're afraid of something, you can catch yourself generally, or you end up acting out in a way that shows it. But doubt is a slow burn, right?
Try this on. Think about this. Yeah. When I look at it, as you're talking about, when I look at it, fear is you in relationship, for the most part, with something outside of you. So
there you go.
What's going to land on me? Is the car going to hit me? Will they fire me from my job? Doubt is inside, in that cauldron of power that moves you forward. And that's either putting a lid on it, poking holes in it. So if I look at this energetically and I think about current flow, poking holes in it so your life force kind of just seeps out everywhere. So that's, it is a, for me, it's a real difference in that doubt is very internalized. It is very much about self-generation and forward propulsion.
Yeah. It's the notion of giving yourself an F minus before you even contemplated the task. You know, yeah. it's the thing that you so brilliantly just described. And hence, it makes it a giant force field. And what I love about that is, you see, that is the kind of healing that we don't talk about very often, but is in the realm of what you do. Because somewhere within us, there is something operating at a level that is not optimum in where we want to go or who we want to become. And those are the unseen things. And even if you don't know what it is, Doc, you know, when you work with people and people work with you, that is a place you very neutrally hone in on. Because if we can't get in there and underneath that, we truly can't heal. I don't believe that we can.
Right. And if we use our same analogy, you're right. You hone in on, is there a block? Is there a lid on the bubbling cauldron of self-power? Is this a bucket where you keep poking holes in it? Have you allowed something else to sap that power? So that's a very real place to look at when you're helping somebody shift into a more healed state. Well, that's the very central axis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, first of all, let me thank you for today. I'm really excited about the future, what you're going to be doing, the radio shows you're going to be doing, because this, I think, is the topic of our time. You know, and unfortunately, I don't think there's another word for it. We've tried to come up with multiple words for it, but clearly there's energy that's in alignment with things, and then there's energy that's not. And those of us, Doc Martin, that are just average, regular people, I don't have enough within me to have the wherewithal right now to figure it out. So I'm one of the first to say, Doc, I need some help. I don't want to spend my life, you know, moving forward in the way that I have in the past. And I really do believe that what you're talking about is going to accelerate the healing process. So thank you for all of that.
Oh, I'm so happy to be doing this because, well, when we link up and join up with others in feeling a new way, expressing a new way, we really can shift the destiny of our collective. And we don't really like where it's going right now. So let's keep it flowing the direction we want it to go.
Yep. And I want to give a shout out. Are you ready?
Ready.
Can't do it. I won a $100 bet with a friend of mine. And it's a $100 bet about a famous chicken company that decided to create plant-based chicken.
Wow.
It sold out in 5 hours. I'm $100 richer.
All right. That's amazing.
It is amazing. But here's what it is. There is an energy that's operating right now, especially, and this is one example of an energy and a vision for something that is universal. People are getting it, Doc. They really are. We just don't have enough solutions to accommodate where people are with their energetic wants, needs, and desires. Thank you for this. Doc Martin, everybody, please go to your website. And by the way, we're just warming up. We got lots more coming with Maximum
Medicine.
Bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. All right, everybody. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged in mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.